Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com.
One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody listening all over North America. If you're tuning in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, thank you. If you're locking in following the Minnesota Vikings victory over the 49ers 22-17, thank you. If you're celebrating the Rangers going back to the World Series for the first time since 2011, beating the Astros tonight 11-4, thank you. And if you're in Arizona, if you're happy about forcing a Game 7 against the Phillies, winning tonight 5-1, thank you as well. And thank you to everybody just listening because they want to hang out. Okay, you can also listen to the show on SiriusXM channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Me, I just sit here, I hang out, I lean back in this nice chair they got in the studio for me, and I just talk. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on the internet. If you like scrolling through photos or talking trash or whatever the hell it is you do with your device, I'm at JR Sport Brief. Are you on Facebook wasting time? Good, I'm there. Are you on Twitter? Yeah, I'm on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Same thing for Instagram. Let me say this again. The Texas Rangers are going back to the World Series. There will be no repeat World Series champion. If you hate the guts of the Houston Astros, you don't have to worry about them because the Houston Astros have been eliminated. The Rangers smash them 11-4, the final score down in Houston. And the guy who's been losing his mind, maybe you never heard of him. There's a chance that you probably haven't. The biggest thing in the public space that he's been is competing in a home run derby. This man's name, Adolis Garcia. He was 4-5 tonight with 5 RBIs. He hit 2 home runs. He was the guy on Sunday night who hit a grand slam to even push this to a game 7. He is playing out of his mind. And I know I made this reference earlier on in the show. I said, I don't remember seeing a hitter this dominant in the postseason since David Ortiz. I'm talking big hits, big swings, big moments. I don't want to say Adolis Garcia has surpassed him, but for this season, or excuse me, for this series specifically, Garcia can go toe-to-toe with anybody. This series is nuts. He is the first player in baseball history to have an RBI in 6 straight games in one series. He had 15 RBIs during this league championship series. That is the most ever. He has 20 RBIs this postseason. That is already a Rangers record. If he has one more RBI in the postseason, he's going to tie for the most RBIs in a postseason ever. David Fries has the record of 21 back in 2011. And so let's see if this man, Adolis Garcia, can continue adding to it. So if you don't like Verlander, he's on vacation. If you can't stand Jose Altuve because he was on a cheating-ass team in 2017, you don't got to worry about him. He's gone. And Dusty Baker? Who doesn't like Dusty Baker? He's just not going to be around. Let's be happy that he won that World Series last year. A matter of fact, let's take a listen to some of the play calls. Let's take a listen to some of this abuse that Garcia decided to go out there and dish out to the Houston Astros. The final score was 11-4, but Garcia, he said, I got a home run. He hit this one in the third. Take a listen.
Here comes Brown. And that ball was hit high and deep down the right field line. Tucker looking. It is gone! Inside the right field foul pole. An opposite field home run for Adolis Garcia. The home run streak stretches to 4. The Rangers lead 4-1.
Yeah, that was in the top of the third. And then everything he does doesn't have to be a home run, right? No, not this point. He had an RBI single to left in the fourth. They were already whooping that ass. This made it 8-2.
2-0, Adolis swings, hits a ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit. One run home, and here comes Carter to the plate. He will score. It is 8-2, Texas. And Adolis Garcia has a new American League Championship Series record for RBIs. How about that? 14 of them for Adolis.
Yeah, he's not the only guy on the team. Nathaniel Lowe, he came up in the sixth, and he pushed the score to 10-2.
The 3-1, and that ball is hit high and deep into right field. Tucker going back. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it is gone! Nathaniel Lowe with a two-run home run. He puts Texas into double figures. It's 10-2.
Who am I fooling? This whole thing is about Adolis Garcia. Here's another home run. He made it 11-2.
And the pitch swung on and a high fly ball hit to left field. This is deep. Back is Brantley at the wall. He's looking up, and that ball is history. It just barely makes it into the Crawford boxes. A two-home run game for Adolis Garcia. That was a moonshot.
Did somebody talk about his family? I know he got hit on Friday night. He had all these fits. He wasn't happy that Abreu hit him. He was ticked off. He wanted to run around like a nut. But did somebody say something about his fan? Like, why was he so angry? And he's what's that? What's that sound? I don't know what that was, but it was interesting. Hey, Shepo, am I getting a call to heaven? What was that?
That was a harp. That was an angel playing.
What was that for?
Well, because I mean, he was the angel of all angels on Monday. He was unbelievable. JR, we played three.
Wait, no. Wait, hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
You scared the living hell out of me.
Oh, my bad.
I thought I was getting called up to the special place. I didn't know what that was.
Fair enough. The point is.
Okay, go ahead.
You have played three highlights of this guy. Yeah. All three have been RBIs. You haven't even played every single Garcia highlight. There's more.
Yeah, we don't got time.
I understand that, but I mean, this is an angel on earth. I have never seen JR a player dominate a game seven the way that Adolis Garcia did tonight, ever.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call him an angel. I have some other words for him. He's a beast.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
That's fair.
And he is physically imposing. The guy looks like he's never missed a day in the gym. I actually like the fact that I couldn't stand him on Friday. One of these loudmouth dudes running around. Why you hit me? Why you hit me? I'm going to fight you and fight you and fight you. But I did enjoy tonight where he ran around the bases. And after all the boos that he received, and well, he should receive boos. I mean, he whooping their ass. I like the fact that he put his hand up to his ear and said, where's the noise now? Like, why aren't y'all booing now? Like, keep the noise coming. He was abusive. The fourth player with three hits and four RBIs in a game seven, Adolis Garcia, is just, I just want to know if he can keep this up in the World Series. Like, can you stay this hot? Let's listen to the final call of the game, courtesy of the Rangers Radio Network.
Leclerc ready now. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Second base. Simeon's got it. On to first to Nate Lowe. And hello, World Series. The Rangers have won their third American League pennant. They stream out of the dugout and are jumping up and down between the mound and first base. For the first time since 2011, the Rangers are going to the World Series after having six consecutive losing seasons. What an amazing year this has been. And there's more baseball to be played.
Yeah, these Texas Rangers, first World Series appearance since 2011. They have zero World Series titles. So they're looking for their first one. And I know a lot of people are happy that the Houston Astros are out of here because people can't stand it. My apologies to everybody listening down in the loop on 610. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from Montreal. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you? Go ahead.
I'm good. I wanted to ask you if the Rangers do end up winning the World Series, do you think that other teams, when it comes trade deadline, try to build up their team like the Rangers in an offensive style? Because, you know, the Rangers, they don't have a good bullpen, but they can somehow get 11 runs in the Game 7.
I think, I don't know if what the Rangers have done at the trade deadline is something that's all that unusual. They brought on Max Scherzer. They brought in Jordan Montgomery. Their offense was one of the best, if not the best, in the American League throughout the course of the season.
It doesn't need to necessarily be the trade deadline. It could be building up a team in the offseason or rebuilding a team.
No, Mark, it's nothing unusual. It is easier, and thank you for calling from Canada. Man, it's easier to go out there and get bats. It's tougher to have the pitching. That's what it boils down to. Do you have the pitching at the end of the day? Like, it's one thing to have offense. We got plenty of teams that can go out there and swing for the fences. The Texas Rangers, at least to this point of the season right now, their pitching is helping them stand up. Not necessarily Max Scherzer. I mean, I still expect him for his arm to fall off at any point. But Nathan Eovaldi, Jordan Montgomery has been able to work out since they acquired him. Like, that's not too shabby, you know, when you can go out and rely on your bats after that fact. So, nah, man, lots of teams have offense. Look, I can look at the Atlanta Braves right here where I live. The Atlanta Braves, man, setting records, everybody and their mother, hitting home runs, scoring runs. But then they got to the postseason, and what was a fear for the team all year long was their pitching. Their pitching did not hold up. And where are the Braves? The Braves have been sitting at home, maybe on vacation, probably not watching because why would you want to watch? So, yeah, man, it comes down to pitching. I don't think the Rangers did anything all that ridiculous. They spent a lot of money on free agents, bringing in Marcus Semien, bringing in Corey Seager, saying Jacob deGrom, he has a lot of money, even though he's not healthy enough to play. So, congratulations to the Rangers. Didn't expect them to be here. Didn't expect to see them in the World Series. And now they wait on the winner tomorrow night between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies. And the Phillies, are they going to blow this? They had a 2-0 series lead. They've lost two straight. Then they went up 3-2, and then they lost tonight. The Phillies have never, ever been in a Game 7. The Phillies have been around for about 140 years. They've never played in a Game 7. This will be the first Game 7 for Bryce Harper tomorrow, and so we'll find out who will meet the Rangers in the World Series. Will it be the Arizona Diamondbacks, another surprise, or will it be the Phillies returning to their second consecutive World Series, this time hoping for a different result? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I do want to talk about the Monday Night Football victory that the Minnesota Vikings had over the 49ers. We'll hear from some of the players from that game. We have so much more to do. A busy Monday night into Tuesday morning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I even got my wife into listening to you, man. You know, like when I come home at night, she already have you on, like walking the house. I'm getting out the car, and you know, and then I'm walking in the house and I'm still hearing you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Shout out to all the wives out there. I know there are wives who listen with their husbands. They set the radio up for them. There's wives who just listen. There's a one particular wife who calls and says that her husband doesn't like the fact that she listens to me instead of to him. But, hey, listen, I'm just sitting here, okay? I ain't got nothing to do with your marital stuff. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS, that's the number to reach me here. Texas Rangers beat the Astros 11-4 to go to the World Series. Arizona, the Diamondbacks, they beat the Phillies 5-1 to force a Game 7. Whoever wins that game on Tuesday night will meet the Rangers in the World Series. And then amongst all of that, the 49ers have lost their second consecutive game in Minneapolis tonight to the Vikings. The final score there, 22-17. After winning After winning 15 consecutive regular season games, the 49ers have now lost. They've lost two. They're on a two-game losing streak. They lost to the Browns 19-17, and I guess there's something about the number 17 because that's the amount of points that they scored tonight as well. Minnesota, let's keep in mind, they're doing this without Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison, USC rookie, lighting it up. This man had two touchdowns tonight. Cameron Bynum on the defense, he had two interceptions against Brock Purdy, including an interception to seal the game and take away their chance to win it. Brock Purdy, one touchdown, two interceptions. Brock Purdy just spoke to the media, and he said, man, I ain't got nobody to blame but myself. Listen to this.
There's times where, you know, you get a push, but there's a timing of the play. There's a timing of, you know, routes and where guys are supposed to be and whatnot. That play, JJ, he did his job. He ran the right route, the right timing and everything. I just got pushed and sort of lost sight of him and just anticipated it too much far ahead of him. So, yeah, that's just how it was. He did a good job. Yeah, you know, 34 seconds left, sort of, you know, trying to strain and make a play. That was like the shot within the play to hit Ray coming across the middle. And then that middle safety, Tampa player, he did a good job. You know, just I was trying to throw it over him, trying to force it. Got to learn from it, and I think I could have ran and, you know, got down and whatever, but I just forced it. So,
yeah, that's what happens. You're trying to win the game at that point. San Francisco, they didn't have any timeouts. There's like a minute left in the game. He's trying to win his game-winning touchdown drive, and he forced it, and he threw an interception, and that was all she wrote. So Brock Purdy, he's a loser tonight. Not something that he's used to in the regular season at all since he took over the starting job, but it happens. Someone who's a winner, Kirk Cousins, he's a winner. He talked about Jordan Addison. I told you, Jordan Addison, two touchdown receptions tonight, 123 yards receiving. Kirk Cousins threw 378 yards total, and Kirk Cousins said, yeah, it's not easy winning. Shout outs to Jordan Addison.
This game's going to punch you in the gut, and you're going to have things that don't go your way. And that turnover was tough, and you have to just play through it, play through the smoke, as my college coach used to say. So, you know, we were able to do that tonight. And clearly, the way Jordan responded, he had a couple tough catches in traffic, the one that very easily could have been an interception, the other one that the safety was driving.
you could tell he made a decision that that's not happening again, and it reflected in the way he played.
Oh, Kirk Cousins referring to something he heard in college. Well, Michigan State could have used him over the weekend as a Wolverine smashed him, but that's a totally different conversation. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jason is here from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Thanks, JR. Who was Cousins' coach at Michigan State? Was Saban there then, or was that after the fact?
At that time? Oh, my God. Ugh. What year is that? Oh,
definitely wasn't Saban. Saban was LSU or Miami at that point.
Yeah, at 03, 04. That had to be around that point. Let's see. Who was that? I think it might have been John Smith at that point, or he might have been late.
I was just curious. Sounded like he had some words of wisdom from his coach. I wondered if it was Saban or not, but.
No. It was Mark D'Antonio at the time.
Oh, D'Antonio.
What year was that, Shep?
So
was
Cousins,
that 02?
Yeah, Cousins. So Cousins came out in 2000, and he came out the same year as RG3, and who was the other guy? RG3, Luck, and Tannehill. That was the big three then. That was and Russell Wilson. So that was 2012.
Nice work.
Well, that's after. Hold on a second. When did
Yeah. Yeah, see, Cousins was definitely 2012.
08. Yeah. 08. Well, go ahead, Jason. What's up?
Oh, regarding the Adolis, the baseball, I wanted to talk about Cousins, but quick on Adolis. It's amazing that you were talking about Phillies 100 and some odd years since this has happened. What's amazing is he set some records in this series. And so however many years they've been playing baseball, the players are still breaking records offensively, not so much pitching wise, but yeah, definitely impressive batting series for him.
Well, but, it's interesting. The thing about baseball is there's so many different, I don't want to nerd out, but there's so many different permutations that can take place. Like there's always not one baseball game is the same as the next. And so there's always going to be room. And the other thing is there's additional rounds to the postseason. You know, if we got to think about the wild card and how many games they play now, there's more room. If you look at a lot of the records, a lot of them are dominated by guys over the past 20 and 25 years since they've added the wild card.
Right. So it's not the same. It's apples and oranges in a little bit of a way.
Well, everything changes. They always say this. Records are made to be broken. And as time goes on and players score more and scoring goes up, this is just going to be the case. But baseball is also very special in that there's so many different permutations. A guy can hit four home runs in four consecutive games. I mean, we can go on and on about the numbers.
For sure. Real quick, regarding Cousins, I was not a fan of his. I never understood it. But I watched the game tonight, and I saw some really impressive plays. And then I thought about it, how they had basically got rid of every weapon he's had for a couple of years now. His receiver that went to Buffalo, Delvin, you know, Jefferson's out injured, and so now he has Addison, which obviously he was good. He won that Blitnikoff, so he's no slouch, but still, he never showed up like this. And so I just want to give respect to him. I never really thought he was in the top tiers, but I seen him play, and he had, like, Fred Warner right up in his face, and he was completing passes and seeing him do some stuff. And I'm not detracting on Deshaun Watson, but I'll tell you what, the Browns would be impressive with him at quarterback right now.
You think so?
I mean, okay. Anyway, thank you, bro.
All right, no doubt, Jason. Thank you for calling from Cleveland. Let's slow down here, okay? I agree with you. You weren't a fan of Kirk Cousins. That's fine, well within your right. Kirk Cousins is good, and there's nothing wrong with being good. Kirk Cousins is so good that he shows flashes sometimes of being very good, which he is. There's a range. Like, it's I always tell people there are three tiers to quarterbacks. They're the guys that you know will win you the game, and you're afraid of them. Like, before the game is even played, if you're a fan, if you're an opponent, you say, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes is someone who can march down the field and win us this game in a two-minute drill. That's just what it is. They're the Mahomes of the world. And then you got guys on the other end of the spectrum where you don't want your quarterback throwing the ball. It might be someone, even though he's improved. It's like Zach Wilson. And then you got a bunch of dudes who are in the middle. Kirk Cousins is in the middle, all right? You're not afraid that he's going to throw the game away. Otherwise, he wouldn't have the job that he's had for all these years. But he's not in the upper echelon. He's in the middle. And so I always find it hilarious when people go, top 10 quarterback or top 15 quarterback. Like, who cares? Are you winning games? Are you losing games? Are you somewhere in the middle? Kirk Cousins is somewhere in the middle. And he moves closer towards just being a winner. But he's not in that upper tier. He's in the middle. He's in the middle. And ain't nothing wrong with that. It's got him a lot of money. Has it gotten him big wins? No. He's good enough to get checks. God bless him, his household, his family, and everything that he got. But now you want to start swapping him out? I think the only place that Kirk Cousins can really win is if he rolled into a team and had a ready-made winner. And then even at that point, is he going to let it loose? Is he going to let it fly? You know, people have accused Kirk Cousins of being too careful, and he's looking and playing for stats. I don't think he is. He's just very careful not to turn the ball over. Too careful. It's almost like Aaron Rodgers in the postseason. Aaron Rodgers gets real meticulous. He's one of the greatest QBs of all time. And his touchdown to turnover ratio is just on historic levels. But then every now and then, man, you got to let it rip if you want to win. That's what it boils down to. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of letting it rip, Adolis Garcia lost his mind, as Jason from Cleveland just mentioned. Hey, Shep, help me out here. Adolis Garcia, he spoke after the game?
He did. Yes, he did.
We're gonna be able to hear him on the other side?
Yes, and him, not his translator.
Wow. Wow, I didn't know this. Wow. Okay. We're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from a man who tortured the Houston Astros tonight, who tortured them throughout the course of the series. We'll hear from Adolis Garcia. We'll also hear from the voice of God, Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. We'll hear from both of them on the other side of the break. I'll take your calls as well. But right now, let's get to a sports flash. He's also a very good voice. Hey, Marco, are you like a voice of God? What would you call yourself?
That would be tremendous. But no, I think I'm just kind of a guy. That would be cool, but I think I'm just a guy.
He's a cool guy. There he is. I like that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'd tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. In a few seconds, we're going to hear from Adolis Garcia, the man of the hour. Two home runs tonight for the Texas Rangers, hit that big grand slam on Sunday night and pushed them to a game seven. He has just absolutely been on fire. And a lot of people are finding more and more about who he is outside of just participating in the home run derby. We'll hear him speak. I don't even recall hearing this dude talk. And then on the other end, for the Houston Astros, I got to let you know this. Dusty Baker planning to retire following this Game 7 loss. This is a three-time Manager of the Year, a two-time World Series champion. We know he got that second world championship as a manager last season, all of those years, 20 plus years ago, out in San Francisco, but picked up that first World Series victory as a manager last season with Houston. Dusty Baker planning on retiring. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, let's go ahead. What's the deal? What is Adolis talking about, and who did he speak to?
He's talking to the multi-dimensional, ultra-talented Kevin Burkhardt on Fox after the win.
Let's take a listen.
How did it feel to you this hot streak? You have the most RBIs for anyone ever in a playoff series.
I want to say thank God. Thank to my family, all the fans. This team right here, we are a family, and they push me every day to play hard. And that's why I just made just adjustment today, just try to don't do too much. And if it's not for the love of all my teammates, man, this can't be possible. Thank you.
He tried not to do too much. Yeah, he tried not to do too much, and he did it all, man. This guy is just – I can't remember seeing a baseball player hit like that in the postseason. It's like everything that went his way. It was like he was in the home run derby again. And this is the postseason. You're not supposed to do that, man. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. What he does in the World Series will be very interesting. Now it's just a matter of who. Is it going to be the Diamondbacks or is it going to be the Phillies? Are they going to get their act together? 855-212-4CBS. D. Walker is calling from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, JR, man? Good to be in your presence tonight, man. I called last week after that disappointing loss by my Saints. But I want to focus on the Houston Astros just to give them a shout-out to seven straight ALCS appearances, man. It's been a good run. Like I say, man, I got the opportunity last year to go work the World Series. I was on duty at the time, so I got to experience that, man. It was a great experience, but shouts out to them, and also shout out to Garcia, man. It's like you said, man, I agree with everything you said. That guy's explosive. Every time I looked around, he was hitting one over there by that foul line, and I'm like, man, I hope it go out of bounds. Man, it found itself in bounds every time, but like I said, man, I enjoyed the game. I was back and forth between the Minnesota and 49ers game and the Astros, so when he wasn't hitting them over, I was kind of back and forth switching the channels. But like I said, I enjoyed it, man, but shout out to him, and hope they do well and do great things, man. I enjoyed the World Series, but Astros, you can't win them all. You know, you can't win them all, but they had a good run. They done built a dynasty.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, and thank you, D. Walker, for calling from Houston. I know there was a lot of talk. Someone specifically asked last week if the Houston Astros went to the World Series, if they won the World Series, would they be a dynasty? Naturally, that talk isn't necessarily going to be there, I don't believe. Okay, yeah, two victories, but I think what would have cemented it would have been this one right here. And so to go on an amazing stretch that they have, yeah, sure, there's plenty of recognition to be had, but, man, they're not going to be talked about the same way as we move into future generations. I told you that Dusty Baker, it's been reported that he plans to go out and retire, and Dusty Baker just spoke to the media, and he said, yeah, we lost, but, yeah, we had a good year, man. Listen to this.
You know, we've been spoiled around here as far as just winning, winning, and winning, and you know, heck, I've been here 4 years and we've been to two World Series and two championship series. I mean, you know, we have nothing to be ashamed of or nothing to hold our head down about. I mean, we're down, you know, but we're not out. And every team damn near in baseball would trade, you know, to have the last 4 years that we've had.
Yeah, Dusty Baker reportedly has told multiple people inside the organization that this season will be his last. It's not official. And when he was asked about this report, which was by The Athletic, he declined to comment. Dusty Baker, 74 years old. This was his 26th season managing in baseball. He won his first World Series as a manager last year with the Astros. Four straight ALCS appearances, as he mentioned, and the team went to two World Series. Got them two World Series. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan. He's calling from Richmond. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dan? Dan, you're live on the radio. And now he's gone. Kyle is here from Houston as well. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Kyle.
Man, I cannot believe that you will not admit that this Astros team is a dynasty. Altuve's got what? The top five home runs in the postseason? Yordan Alvarez, one of the most iconic runs in the postseason. And then the Texas Rangers come out of nowhere after slipping away first place. And then, you know, credit to him, Scherzer comes out, pitches an okay game. I mean, it really comes down to the starting pitching when game seven arrives. And, you know, Javier, he just didn't have it tonight. But the disrespect for the Astros to not, I mean, is it six or seven ALC series that they've run into and gone to, I can't even count how many World Series on
okay,
one
hand. Well, so, to speed things up and to save us some time here, I don't know when you clicked in or clicked off or what may have you. I actually spent a good portion of Friday's show talking about how the Houston Astros are deserving of plenty of respect given their accomplishments. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you'd like to go ahead and hear that conversation. Now, having said that, I personally don't look at this team and say, oh, my God, this is a dynasty. When I think about a dynasty, I'm thinking about a team or an organization that actually does walk away with multiple championships. And for the Houston Astros to have two, I am well aware of what they've done. I mean, you're telling me about, is it six or seven? It's seven straight appearances in the American League Championship Series. And what I've said and what we've discussed here for about more than a week now is, depending on what happens with this series, would depend how they're going to be stamped. In a general sense, if I got to look through professional sports, flat and period, people don't remember second place. And the Houston Astros have been great. They've been amazing. And people will have this conversation for a long time. I'm sure somebody will wake up 10 or 15 years from now and say, oh, my God, the Houston Astros were good, but were they a dynasty? Look, man, there's not going to have to be conversations or discussions about it. When you think about how they started and what they won with that first World Series in 2017, and you roll into only an additional championship, for me, that's a hell of a stretch. That's an admirable stretch. But I wouldn't go ahead and just say, oh, my God, this is a dynasty.
You said only one more World Series win. So, like, it's an easy thing.
No, I said if they would have won another one. I understand that it's not easy. But given the reality of what has taken place and what did not take place, I'm not putting them in that space of, oh, my God, these are the New York Yankees who ran out at 1.3 consecutive.
Oh, man, that's tough. That's tough.
Because... Well, life is tough, and just like you said, winning a World Series is tough. So I'm sorry, but for me, going to a LCS and, yeah, get over the hump. Okay, what are we supposed to do? Hand out a, hey, you won this one and you won this. What are we supposed to do? I mean, am I supposed to look? Nobody is going to argue that if I got to start looking at Braves teams that win the division every year in the 90s and go to the World Series, am I supposed to – nobody's looking at them, calling them a dynasty. And so I don't need to hand out participation trophies. And here's a better part. Who cares? Outside of people who want to argue about it, whether it be fans or people on the radio or TV, who cares they didn't win? I don't think Dusty Baker cares. I don't think Jose Altuve cares. You know what they want? They want the championships because there's nothing that takes away from their accomplishments. Nothing. Their accomplishments have been nuts. They've been amazing. New York Yankees fans would love to have even been in the position that the Houston Astros have been in. But when it's all said and done, who cares about second place? What, for the fans and you and me to argue about? Who cares? It's about winning. It's are you getting that championship? And Dusty Baker just said it out of his own mouth. People here, we have been spoiled with the success. If you would have asked Dusty Baker, hey, were y'all a dynasty? I'm sure Dusty Baker would be like, man, why are they asking me this crap? Like, I'm out here trying to win a championship. I'm trying to lead these guys to a ring. Y'all worried about that dynasty crap? We're trying to win in here. Because the results are what matters. The arguments and stuff, yeah, that's all fun. But, man, I just look at the results. We don't need participation trophies here in the MLB as well. We don't need it. We don't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. It was nice to hear from Adolis Garcia. Let's see if he can stay hot moving into the World Series. And then, damn it, let's see who he's going to face in the World Series. Is it going to be the Diamondbacks? Is it going to be those Phillies? Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber. Somebody's going to have to wake up in a Game 7. We'll talk about it on the other side. We're going to get into some Monday Night Football as well. The Vikings beating the San Francisco 49ers 22-17. And then how about this? In less than 24 hours, the NBA season will have started. Time flies, right? I thought the Nuggets just won the championship. Here we are, the end of October, a new NBA season. The Nuggets will be hoisting their banner, and some guy named LeBron James will be playing in his 50th season. Yeah, he's been around a long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about it and your calls on the other side of the break. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities and select states only.
Whether you're into running or running, or running, or running, or running that's actually mostly walking. Running with the Peloton Tread isn't just one thing. From walks and hikes to sprint intervals, we have classes for every level and instructors to support you all the way through.
Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.